Crossbones presents the best of 2020.
Holy moly, that was terrifying. Hi everyone, this is John. I am so excited about today's episode because it's all about music. These are 8 of our very favorite songs that we have made through this entire year. If you listen to no other Crossbows podcast this year, you have to listen to this one. In fact, send this one to your friends. Do not send it to your grandma because she will not understand. With no further ado, we present The Songs of Crossbows 2020!
Come on, come on, give it up for your crossbows, huh? No? Alright, that's fine, you'll get there. Baby, we're back! Crossbows is back, you thought we hung up our hats and moved on, and we'd never look back, so did we, honestly, but we're selfish and bored, so we're forcing this show on you folks once more. We're a blast from the past, but the past nobody asked for. Back at last, the old podcast, you may not know we existed, cause our listing got unlisted by the iTunes store, and probably nobody missed it, but that's not gonna stop us bringing the heat, gotta meet this demand that we may be imagined. We're not hurting nobody, this shit is stupid and free, we all need entertainment while we're stuck in quarantine. So let's hear it. Let's give it up. Crossbows, we're back. God damn, this is going to be an uphill battle. Okay, let's set expectations nice and low. There will be crossbows. That's the name of the show. We make up some shit with a microphone. We send it to the other one and go with the flow. Is it the greatest entertainment in our modern day age? Well, back in the day, we were all the rage. That was 6 years ago, and times have changed. Is there a place for crossbows in our hearts today? We don't really care. We're just desperate for attention. So we'll pretend until the end that we're famous. We should mention that we're not famous. Don't misunderstand. We can count the current fans we have on one hand. Alright, come on, put your hands together for There Will Be Crossbows. Ah, jeez.
Come on, James, no need to feel down. Just because we're nobodies and have no renown, it doesn't really matter if they're not wanting more. It won't stop us now, didn't stop us before. Has it been 6 years? That seems so long. We're jumping back in now by writing a song. My skills have atrophied, I've gained no maturity. All our past work has faded to obscurity. We started out not famous, we're less than that now. This is a warning shot over the bow. This crossbow bolt is coming to get ya. If you wanted to be a guest star, we'd probably let ya. Look what I did. I made raps out of words. We're stuck inside our houses for hours and hours. The situation outside is really frickin' dour. Don't have any skills to help with the infection. We're bringing back comedy to be a distraction. Just sit back, relax, and join in the fun. We're making There Will Be Crossbows, we've already won. We'll still be ignored everywhere we go. So this is just a boost for a microscopic ego. Just sit back, relax, join in the fun. We're making There Will Be Crossbows, we've already won. This isn't so bad, I remember how to do it. Nothing's broke forever if you figure how to glue it. Great hopping back in, rhyming level expert. There's nothing we can't do when we take the time to flex dirt. Damn it! That's good enough. Let's just call this one good. We'll try again next week.
Have you ever felt sad and alone? Lost and confused, no place to call home. Have you ever been misunderstood? Like nobody gets you the way that they should. Have you ever let somebody down? Made somebody cry, made somebody frown. Do you feel like it's hard to belong? Like every step you take is wrong. Well, look in a mirror, stare into your eyes, and believe that deep down inside, you're an octopus, octopus, baby, you're an octopus, Octopus, baby, you've got 8 long legs, and you know how to use them. Few predators, and you know how to lose them. You're incredibly smart for a cephalopod. You've got no vertebrae, but you got camouflage. You're an octopus inside where it counts. Do you ever feel trapped in your skin? Like the darkness inside is creeping in? Do you struggle just to get out of bed? Ignoring the voices that scream in your head, are you tired of failing in life? The pain that you feel cuts like a knife. Have you ever just wanted to stop? Throw in the towel, quit and give up. Well, look in a mirror, stare deep down inside, past your human flesh to the creature inside. It's an octopus. Octopus, baby, you're an octopus. Octopus, baby, you're a soft-bodied mollusk with tentacles and a beak. You can squeeze through small spaces in the deep of the sea. You're solitary, except when you're mating. You float through the water while softly pulsating. You're an octopus inside where it counts.
Have you ever been swimming near a coral reef and a predator approaches who's been giving you grief? You spray him with ink and you jet away, but you know he'll be back for you another day. Have you ever failed to guard your eggs and they get destroyed despite your 8 legs? Do you get bummed out that you die after reproducing thanks to that gland behind your eye? Well, look in the mirror, look into your eyes, and believe that deep down inside, you're a human being. You're a human baby, you're a human being. You're a human baby, you've got a big swollen brain and a depressive disorder. You're an apex predator who's also a hoarder. The memory you've got is a competitive advantage. The hurtful words your mother said will never get a bandage. You're a human being, or at least you will be one day. Do you crawl along the ocean floor? And you just ate a clam, but you'd like to have more. It's been 2 days since your last meal. You would have had that crab, but it was stolen by an eel. And when you're chilling in a coconut shell, a fishing boat scoops you up and puts you through hell. It takes you 3 hours just to escape, going over the side while your captor puffs a vape. Well, look in a mirror, stare deep down inside, past your camouflage skin to the person inside. You're a human being. Yeah, a human baby, you're a human being. A human being, baby, you're just as good as this asshole on the boat. You get back on board and you put on his trench coat. You sneak up behind him and you knock him overboard. You pick up his vape pen and set course for the fjord. You're a human now, time to make a new start. Just like all the other humans, pretend to play the part.
Presenting the gods of Egypt.
Yes, my name is Set. You've heard of me, I bet. The Egyptian god of war, yeah, I'm kind of a threat. Also the god of chaos and the god of storms. I made fucking up your family into multiple art forms. Instigator of confusion, destroyer of order. I jump from good and evil like I got a disorder. Oh yes, don't forget the name is Set.
What's up, all? You can call me Osiris. If you need to take notes, you can use my papyrus. Lord of the underworld, ruler of the dead. All these other mofos jelly that I got a human head. I got murdered by Set, but I don't hold a grudge. Cause when you get to the underworld, guess who's the judge? It's me. I'll be waiting.
My name is Hephaestus, I'm the god of the forge. The OG motherfucking god of the forge. Don't let them play me down, I'm a real big deal. Cause with the shield for you to wield on the battlefield. Need a sword? I can make it. Have some clay? I can bake it. Let these other bitches come at me, cause I can take it. Hephaestus, god of the forge.
This is awkward. Should somebody tell him he's...
Shh, just let him do his thing. He does this every time.
He's not one of us.
Don't be a dick. Just let him hang out.
What's up, Hephaestus? Come to throw down. My name is Geb, god of earth and the ground. My mother is Tefnut, my father is Shu. You got the third divine pharaoh here coming at you. You see, Osiris and Set, they're my kids, and get this, you're about to hear from their sister, Isis. Go ahead, darling. Stage is yours. Did somebody call for Isis?
Before we get to that, Hephaestus is back. Gonna forge another verse and get all blacksmith on your ass. I may be deformed, still married Aphrodite. I live on Olympus, so I'm high and fucking mighty. He always does this. We gotta talk
no,
to him.
No, just he'll get tired soon and leave. He just wants to show off.
It's annoying. It's not always about him.
Yeah, I agree. He needs to be banned. Okay, now can I go? My name is Isis, yo. Goddess of fertility and magic, you know. I married my brother, and when a crab ate his penis, I made a new one out of gold, because I'm sort of a genius. That actually happened. You can look it up.
That's nothing. I could make a penis in my forge, and it would last Hephaestus.
Yeah, no, just let someone else go.
Oh, shit. Look who decided to show up.
Purdue, we're having a party, and everybody was invited. Gina Masta's in the house. Try not to get excited. My head's cut off. My neck's no longer linking it. It's squirting out blood, and my severed head is drinking it.
This was supposed to be an Egyptian gods only party?
Ha ha ha! Hephaestus invited all his friends from the forge!
Gina Masta, verse 2. Is this a soiree, or would you call it a mixer? I'm alive thanks to my immortality elixir. The elixir's all mine, just so you're aware. I drank much more than only my share.
Oh my god, those two are following her around and lapping up the neck blood.
Sheila na Giggs, sailing in from Ireland, feeling super horny and I'm looking for a wild man. Old ugly hags, they need love too, and without your consent, I show my lady bits to you. I grab my vulva with both hands, it's super enormous. Someone sleep with me. You like what you see, Horace? I didn't know Egyptians could be such prudes. Allow me to display my tasteful sculpted nudes. Just kidding. These things are sexually explicit.
Better hope Dionysus doesn't hear about this. He'd be all over that.
Hephaestus is back! I'm dirty with soot! It's from my godly forge! Are you looking at my foot? Come on, I heard it when I fell out of the sky! Did I mention I'm the god of the forge? God of the forge!
It's a party now, cause here comes Baron Samedy, dressed to the nines and preventing the calamity of zombie apocalypse. Tell everyone they're welcome. Now smoke a cigar with me and drink until you're hella numb. Oh no, here comes Dad.
The God of Abraham is my current title. Don't take my name in vain and don't worship false idols. I'm better than you, bitches. I'm three gods in one. Don't get on my bad side, I'll make you sacrifice your son.
What's up, Loki? How's it hanging, Bale? Did I tell you about the time I made a dude live in a whale?
This party is over. Get out and do not halt. And if you look back, I'll turn you into salt. Back to the forge!
Next time we keep this low key. Basement of the Cheops Pyramid, Tuesday night, 5 gods max.
This is bullshit, man!
Are much viler. He may not have many brains, and he may not have much brawn, but he's already your president. You could do much worse than John. It's not John's fault that President Harrison died, but the job was thrust upon him, so he's not gonna run and hide. You'd rather he go back to Virginia? He'd like that too. He tells me he's got a lot of his own business to do. You say, hey, Mr. Ascendancy, get off the White House lawn. There's nobody who would rather do just that than John. He was on the right side at Tippecanoe. He's only served one term. He's practically new. I'm the one-man committee to re-elect the president. My job comes with no prestige and it does not pay the rent. I just can't bear to keep a great man like him on the shelf. But nobody wants him in the job, not even the man himself.
We the American people are concerned about John Tyler. We appreciate your pitch, but the guy's a bitch, and we can't wait to see him go. He was never elected in the first place, and he sure as hell won't be now. His excellency had no right to be in possession of the presidency. Got kicked out by the Whig Party, he sabotaged the National Bank. He spends his days on the backs of slaves on his plantation in Virginia. We thank you for your efforts to sell us on John Tyler. But we'll take a hard pass and not to be crass, but there's a reason you're standing alone. Now we feel kind of guilty. We've clearly hurt your feelings. Let's grab a beer, wipe away your tears, and let poor John Tyler go. We, the American people, will never make the mistake again to allow someone grossly unqualified to become our president.
Dear Marvel Comics, you haven't written back to me. This is my 12th letter, but I'm sure you all are busy. I hope that you can use all the drawings that I sent you. I'm very proud of them, they took several hours to do. We're all getting bored of Iron Man, Captain America, and Hulk. So I've made some new superheroes, and I've sent them to you in bulk. I designed about 50, so I'll remind you of the best. And then later on, we can talk about the rest. There was Wolf Shark, the fish dog. He swims and he barks. He fights for the environment and cleans up national parks. Or the amazing Burrito Boy. He's wrapped in a giant tortilla. He's a top secret agent who's stationed in North Korea. There is Whisper, the quiet one. She never speaks a word, but she knows American Sign Language, so it's easy for her to be heard. There is Combusto, the flame storm. He's on fire all the time, but he's deeply empathetic, and he's soft on nonviolent crime. Okay, so those were the best. I'm happy to rank them for you. But now that we covered them, we should move on to tier two. Right out of the gate, there is Basilia the Herb Lady. She works at the farmer's market selling fresh mint and rosemary. There's Garbager, the trash man. He has the power to remove your trash. He collects all the fun things that he finds and keeps them in a stash. And Nutsack, the squirrel thief, who carries the acorn totem. But his name is unfortunate. It's synonymous with scrotum. The inanimate object. He looks like a desk. He functions like a desk. He's just a literal desk. I will admit I didn't work as hard on those, but feel free to tweak the names or give them some cooler clothes. Please write me back as soon as you've had the chance. I'm excited to hear what you think when you've had time to take a glance.
A few years later.
I still have not heard back from you. It's been a couple years. I've had a couple girlfriends, and I'm now aged 14 years. I've had some time to come up with some new heroes. I'll give you my list of ideas. Hope you will use some of those. There's the Fairyland Avenger, the Duke of Dubai, the Sultana of Sweden. She only has one eye. The Whitman's assortment surrounds you with the chocolate shell, and you slowly turn to nougat. It is almost literal hell. I haven't had much time to create since my parents died, but making heroes I'm good at. it's a source of pride. My counselor tells me it's a healthy coping skill to make heroes that save people and not villains that kill. How about the decomposer? He looks and smells real bad. He's rotting more every day, just like my mom and dad. There's Saltine. He's boring. The goner, literally gone. I hope you create some of these, or at least even one. A couple of my new favorites. Get ready, here they come. The washerwoman, the insect, the human stick of gum, Misty Dave and Sparrow Agnew, and the amazing silver knife, and the enigmatic controller can bring parents back to life. So Marvel Comics, there you go. I hope you're doing fine. I love reading about heroes since I lost both of mine.
Different now, living again, although I don't know how. When you wake up on a slab in a body that's not your own, you try to say thank you, but it comes out as a moan. Moaning again, I am a monstrosity. Moaning again, villagers are afraid of me. When you crush everything you touch because your muscles do not work, you kill a lot of stuff and end up looking like a jerk. I didn't mean to kill that puppy or destroy that honeybee hive. If I had my choice, that chimpanzee would this very day be alive. It was an accident when I massacred that wolf den. I'd just about do anything I could to bring those polar bears back again. Killing again flooded a whole town. Killing again, 300 families drowned. When you're angry from being chased and you beat your fist against a dam, it has just as much impact as the most efficient battering ram.
Running again, there's so much blood on my hands. Hiding again, they're chasing me from their lands. Is there no place for a wretch like me? Am I doomed to wander alone? I come across a village. Could this be a new home? A group of the villagers finds me. I've shambled into their farms. But something is different this time. They welcome me with open arms. Protected again, they disregard my sins. I seem to have stumbled into a group of Republicans. They don't care that I'm incoherent. They seem to feed off my rage. I gurgle about murdering children. They say, get this man on a stage. Campaigning again, they're running me for president. I scream violently in a microphone, but the crowds just seem to assent. I maim some innocent people. They say at least he has strong views. I make guttural moans of anguish. They book me on Fox News. I may be a monstrosity, but this is too much for even me. I break away from my campaign staff and hurdle myself into the sea. Dying again, I succumb to the ocean's embrace. I thought myself a monster until I saw the human race. I was scrolling through Facebook. I got a message direct from the president of Microsoft who wanted to connect. He said I should come work there as part of his team. I was so excited, I thought I would scream. I drove out to Rhode Island to a barn in the country. A strange place for an interview, things fell apart abruptly. A massive tentacled creature emerged from the shadows. Bright glowing eyes and giant webbed toes. He said he was a high priest, the last ancient one. He was sorry he'd tricked me, he was just having fun. At this point I realized I wasn't up for a job. I was just being set up by a damn elder god. I got catfished by Cthulhu, that son of a bitch. He fooled me this time with the old bait and switch. I got catfished by Cthulhu, and it feels pretty bad. For a supposed cosmic being, he's kind of a cad. The next week on Tinder, I matched with a girl. I'd never sent a message, so I gave it a whirl. To my shock, she answered. She wanted to hang out. I was so excited, I thought I would shout. Drove out to Rhode Island to drop by her place. When I got out of the car, I saw his stupid face. Hundreds of feet tall, stupid green wings, giant sharp claws on the ends of his limbs. He laughed really loudly, said he got me once more. Then he scurried away with a deafening roar. I got catfished by Cthulhu. He fooled me again. I swear to God, I have an IQ of 10. I got catfished by Cthulhu. I wasn't careful enough. I gotta be smarter about internet stuff.
I was left shaken by this terrifying beast. My frightened pants shitting must immediately cease. I resolved to myself this could not go on. I shut down my accounts to the internet. I was gone. I started spending way more time in the outdoors. My own way of telling Cthulhu, up yours. The only kind of catfish for me now is from the stream. I'm relaxed when I reel it in, but it turns to a bad dream. I got catfished by Cthulhu in the most literal sense. He's on the end of my fishing pole. I'm feeling dense. He's laughing and waving his tentacles at me. He falls on the bank and chortles. That's three! I moved to a new town 800 miles away. Eventually met a woman. I'm more in love every day. I often think back to that weird, obsessed god. Why did he torment me so freaking odd? I guess I'll never know. We've both moved on. My new wife and I have a great life here in Dayton. Last Saturday night, we're going out on the town. When I see my wife tuck a tentacle into her gown, I got catfished by Cthulhu. What the fuck is going on? My wife is a monster who's playing the long con. I cannot believe how long I've been fooled. Though I guess on the one hand, this explains all the drool. I got catfished by Cthulhu. But I guess it's not a big deal. No matter what she looks like, the love we have is real. Sometimes marriage changes in ways you didn't think. Now is the time to tell her about my tentacle kink.
It's a bake sale, motherfucker, raising money for the kids. They need some fucking money, so we're doing it like this. It's all the same price. Everything's a buck. If that's too expensive, we don't give a fuck. Want a cookie?
It's a dollar.
Puppy chow.
It's a dollar.
Vanilla cupcake.
It's a dollar.
Steamed pork bow.
It's a dollar.
Chocolate brownie.
It's a dollar.
Sprinkle cake.
It's a dollar.
Empty pop can.
It's a dollar.
Rattlesnake.
It's a dollar.
It's a bake sale, motherfucker, and everything's a buck. Nothing is excluded, so you're in luck. If it's not on the table, just give us a holler. We'll find a way to get it, and it only costs a dollar. Apple pie.
It's a dollar.
Snickerdoodle.
It's a dollar.
Rusty razor.
It's a dollar.
Mom's poodle.
It's a dollar.
Chex Mix.
It's a dollar.
Banana bread.
It's a dollar.
Fifth of weed.
It's a dollar.
Want someone dead?
It's a dollar.
It's a bake sale, motherfucker, so buy some fucking shit. It's for a good cause, raising money for the kids. Why do they need money? It ain't really your business. But if you don't buy some cookies, we ain't gonna have a Christmas.
Holy fudge. It's a dollar.
Lemon bar.
It's a dollar.
Bloody towel.
It's a dollar.
Stolen car.
It's a dollar.
Blueberry muffin.
It's a dollar.
Cheesecake pop.
It's a dollar.
Kill a senator.
It's a dollar.
Punch a cop.
It's a dollar.
It's a bake sale, motherfucker. It's happening today. Throw your money on the table, then go the fuck away. Find something for your pie hole that'll keep you freaking quiet. If it's not your taste, you're gonna freaking buy it.
Cherry mash.
It's a dollar.
Human cookie.
It's a dollar.
Johnny cake.
It's a dollar.
Dirty joke.
It's a dollar.
Matzo ball.
It's a dollar.
Boiled wombat.
It's a dollar.
Jellied moose nose.
It's a dollar.
Walter Raleigh's head.
It's a dollar.
It's a bake sale, motherfucker. The kids chose a charity. Making a decision is a fucking rarity. Give them a buck. Why do you even care? You were gonna waste it on crappy underwear. Lutefisk?
It's a dollar.
Meat Oreo?
It's a dollar.
Fetal duck?
It's a dollar.
Comb my back hair?
It's a dollar.
Flea bread?
It's a dollar.
Giggle water?
It's a dollar.
Durian?
It's a dollar.
Pine overcoat?
It's a dollar.
It's a bake sale, motherfucker. I'll tell you about the cause. The Humane Society, Doggy Paws and Kitty Claws. Everything you buy today will give a pet a life. Why don't you fucking ante up and I'll put down the knife. Hardtack.
It's a dollar.
Johnny Mathis.
It's a dollar.
Gooey Duck.
It's a dollar.
Butterfly Kisses.
It's a dollar.
Century Eggs.
It's a dollar.
Scrotum Wrinkles.
It's a dollar.
Mouse Wine.
It's a dollar.
Bag of Mystery.
It's a dollar.
It's all a dollar for the kitties and the doggies of the Humane Society. Put your fucking money on the fucking table.
I can't believe it's all over. Just like that, our special Best of Song episode has come to a close. I loved those songs. You know, if that was an actual album, I would buy it. And I would write fan letters. So, I'm not saying you have to do that, but if you wanted to, you could. I mean, obviously you don't have to buy it, but because it's free right here, but you know what I'm saying. Hey, we've got another great episode coming up tomorrow. Make sure that you have subscribed to Crossbows in whatever podcast feed you use. That way you get it as soon as it's available. Thanks again. We'll see you tomorrow.